USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Pennsylvania State Police believe escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante remains in state and within Chester County. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens stated in a Sunday news conference that the search shifted to northern Chester County after Cavalcante eluded a police perimeter.
Investigators were also made aware of another sighting in the Phoenixville area in which Cavalcante appeared at a residence of another old work associate at 10:07 p.m. That associate was not home, but a female resident observed Cavalcante and called her friend.
The stolen white van he was using was discovered abandoned about 40 miles west of Philadelphia. Cavalcante is now clean-shaven. He was a convicted murderer, and he escaped from Chester County Prison on August 31st. Morocco remains shaken by ongoing tremors after a devastating earthquake Friday night. The death toll now exceeds 2,000, with thousands more injured. The magnitude 6.8 quake is the strongest to strike the North African nation in over a century. President Biden voiced his wish for China's prosperity with the condition that their government abides by the rules. He made the statement during a press conference in Hanoi following his talks with Vietnamese leaders.
I don't want to contain China. I just want to make sure we have a relationship with China that is on the up and up, squared away. Everybody knows what it's all about. And one of the ways you do that is you make sure that we are talking about the same thing.
The president acknowledged the current economic challenges facing China. Rescuers are making progress in their mission to retrieve American scientist Mark Dickey from a Turkish cave. Early Sunday, it was confirmed that Dickey had reached a base camp about 2,300 feet below the surface. He was more than 3,000 feet underground when he began to experience life-threatening stomach bleeding last week. The U.S. men's basketball team left the FIBA World Cup in the Philippines without a medal, losing to Canada 127-118 in the bronze medal game. This is USA News.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-208-8642. 800-208-8642. 800-208-8642. That's 800-208-8642.
Former top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci doesn't foresee a repeat of 2020's COVID scenario. Speaking on ABC's This Week, he's also ruling out the likelihood of a federal mask mandate despite a rise in cases.
We're having an uptick in cases, which is being reflected by an uptick about 17% or more in hospitalizations. There's no doubt that that is going on, and since we're now at the end of the summer, it is likely that that will increase as we get into the fall.
He did acknowledge the potential for government agencies to recommend mask wearing in case of a significant uptick. A recent Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies poll indicates that despite California's blue state status, there is strong opposition to slavery reparations. Overall, the measure is rejected by a 2-to-1 margin by every demographic except blacks. Only 28% of California voters support cash reparations, while a significant 59% oppose, with 44% expressing strong opposition. It's the end of an era at TV's longest-running show, NBC's Meet the Press. Host Chuck Todd signed off for the final time Sunday, ending his 9-year run.
So that's all for today. Thanks for watching. And for so many years of loyalty to me and to this show, I'm happy to say my colleague Kristen Walker is going to be here next week, because it doesn't matter who sits in this chair. If it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press.
Todd thanked his viewers, his team, and previewed the show's next chapter with Welker as host. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.